Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our study of the book of Divrei HaYamim Aleph. Today's shiur we study Perek Yud Daled, chapter 14. Our series is sponsored with the help of the Sipes Foundation, together with the Tanakh Study Center, tanakh.org. Pasuk Aleph, Vayishlach Hiram Melech Tzor Melechim El David, V'yatzei Arazim, V'charashei Kir, V'charashei Itzim, Livnot Lo Bayit. Hiram, the king of Tzor, which is Lebanon today, Tzor is the city of Tyre, T-Y-R-E, on the western coast of Lebanon, about 20 kilometers north of Nahariya in Rosh HaNikra. That was always the main port city of Lebanon, together with the city of Sidon, which is a little north of Tzor. So the king of Tzor, or the king of Lebanon, named Hiram, sent messengers to David, together with cedar wood, Atzei Arazim, the Charashei Kir, and stonemasons who can make the walls for David's palace, the Charashei Itzim, and carpenters, in order to build a house for David. Someone might ask, why would David have to import lumber from a foreign country? Why can't he use lumber that's in the land of Israel? The reason why is simple. There's very little lumber in the land of Israel with which you can build a large expanse of a ceiling. To build a palace, you need a wide open area. And the widest open area you can have is limited by your longest beam. The highest trees growing in Israel is a shikma, is a sycamore tree. That tree grows much shorter than the Arzei HaLevanon, than the cedars of Lebanon. Therefore, if you want to build a wide palace, you need long beams. The long beams you have to import from Lebanon. Together with those imports, you need experts who know how to work with that wood. And therefore, the king of Tzor sends messengers to David to help him build a palace, which also includes the craftsmen who are going to do the work, together with the lumber itself. In contrast, the stones themselves, there are plenty of those in Israel, and therefore the stones will be hewn in Israel. The wood will be imported from Lebanon. Pasuk Bet, Vayeda David. When this happened, David knew, Kechino Adonai Lemelech HaYisrael. This was a sign to David that God prepared him to be king over Israel. Kiniseit Lemala Machuto, because his kingdom was held in high esteem above by the nations around, Bavur Amo Yisrael, for the sake of his people Israel. What David realizes is something which we should all pay attention to in relation to what's been happening for the last several hundred years since the time of Yahushua. Ever since Yahushua conquered the land, and during the entire time of the Shoftim, we never find any positive relationship between Israel and their foreign neighbors. Our neighbors are usually in conflict with us, and if we mention a foreign power, it's always because we're at war with them. Here, for the first time, we find a foreign power and a neighbor who actually wants to make peace with Israel, and only wants to make peace, they see it politically wise to make a treaty with David. From a thematic standpoint, this point is important, because the underlying reason why God chose a nation in the first place in Chumash was to make a name for himself. And by having a nation representing God living in the middle of the Middle East, in the land of Israel, surrounded by great nations such as Egypt and Mesopotamia and Lebanon to the north as well, if the nation representing God was acting in a proper way and they would have positive relationships with the nations around, that would enable Israel to make a name for God. Up until this point in history, we were in what's called survival mode. We were not able to make a name for God on the international scene because we were looked down upon by the other nations. They were our enemies. Now that we've established our borders, and we have a strong army, we have a strong monarchy, and our nation has begun to grow, the fact that the king of Lebanon recognizes this and is interested in a treaty with David, that David HaMelech sees as a sign that the time is right to begin to achieve the biblical goal of making a name for God at the international level. Therefore, when the king of Tzor sends messengers and is interested in making this political treaty and helping him build and develops a positive relationship, David sees this as a sign from God that he's in the right direction and that God will be on his side from this time on. To emphasize how successful David is in Yerushalayim itself, the parak continues to describe the additional wives that David married and the children that were born to him in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Gimel, Vayikach David od nashim b'Yerushalayim, vayolad David od banim u'banot. David took additional wives in Yerushalayim and gave birth to many more sons and daughters. Pasuk Daled, Ve'ele shmot ha'yuludim asher yulo b'Yerushalayim. These are the names of the children who were born to him in Yerushalayim. Shamua v'shovav Natan v'shlomo. Ve'ivchar v'lishua v'afalet. Then we have some names of girls. V'noga v'nefek v'yafia. V'lishama u'v'liyada v'lifalet. Why mention the names of all these children? Again, it's coming to emphasize the strength of David in Yerushalayim, and how his monarchy is continuing to grow with the help of God. However, this move to Yerushalayim and the fortification of the city is going to cause him some trouble, as we find now in Pasuk Chet. Vayishmu plishtim ki mimshach David lemelech al kol Yisrael ve'elucho plishtim lebakesh et David. Vayishma David vayitzei lifnehem. The plishtim who were at one time working with David when he was running away from Shaul now recognize that David has turned on them. He's returned to his people. He's been anointed their king. And not only has he taken control of the mountain range of Yehuda, he's moved his capital to Binyamin. To explain why the plishtim were so angered by David moving his capital to Yerushalayim, we have to consider the geography of Israel. The plishtim have settled on the coastal plain and are controlling the main highway that connects Mesopotamia and Egypt called the Via Maris. Their main cities are going to be Ashkelon, Ashdod, and Aza, and a little bit farther in, Gat and Ekron. We also saw that when Shaul died, 7 years earlier, they'd already taken over Emek Israel, the Jezreel Valley, where that main highway continues, because they'd already captured the Goboah and the area of the Lower Galilee. In contrast to where the Plishtim were in charge, the tribes of Yehuda and Ephraim and Chatzim and Asher had control of the mountain range. Yehuda with its central city in Hebron, and in Ephraim we had the cities of Beit El and Shiloh, and farther north into Menasheh. The mountain range of Yehuda is about 1,000 meters above sea level, and so too the mountain range from Beit El through Shiloh to Har Gerizim by Shechem. However, between those two mountain areas, known as Yehuda and Shomron, there's a lower geographical area called Harei Yerushalayim today, or in the time of the Bible, Nachlat Binyamin. Nachlat Binyamin is about 200 meters lower, and there's a highway that cuts the country between east and west that begins in Yericho, cuts through the area of Givon, goes down from the area of Beit El Givon or Ramallah or the area of Givat Zev today, and then cuts down through Emek Ayalon, past Beit Horon, down past where the city of Modi'in is today, all the way to a city called Gezer, which is very close to the site of Latrun of today. Recall that when the book of Shmuel opened, the Plishtim had already infiltrated into that area of Binyamin. And Shaul's earliest battles are in order to kick the Plishtim out of the mountain range of Binyamin. He was indeed successful in that. However, the constant civil war between David and the house of Shaul kept Israel's army relatively weak and left the Plishtim alone. Now that David has united the kingdom and now moved his capital into the Nachlat Binyamin and wants to connect the mountain range together and be one united front, the Plishtim see this as a military threat because it's only going to be a matter of time until they're going to start moving from the mountain range and trying to take over the coastal plain. They happen to be absolutely right because that's exactly what David does. We're going to find that after the time period of David, we don't hear about the Plishtim anymore. All through Bayit Rishon, the Plishtim are not the enemy that they were before. One of the biggest accomplishments of David is he's able to return the borders of Israel all the way back to the coastal plain and to control the coastal highway that connects Egypt with Mesopotamia. The Plishtim realize what's happening, and therefore, they decide to go on an offensive against David to try to take over the area of Yerushalayim that he just captured. As we mentioned earlier, the main approach from the area of the Plishtim to the area of Yerushalayim is through Emek Rephaim, where the railroad goes today from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. And therefore, there'll be a whole set of battles that take place in Emek Rephaim. The details of those battles will be now in Pasachet. Vayishmu Plishtim, the Plishtim heard, Ki nimshach David lemelech al kol Yisrael, that David was anointed as king over all of Israel, meaning the country is united, and the Shomron and Yehuda are now connected. All the Plishtim now come up from the coastal plain to the mountain range to look for David and his army. David heard this, they said it to him. He doesn't run away from them. He's going to go and engage them. The Plishtim came and they began their offensive in Emek Rephaim. Like we explained before, that's the main valley that has a natural approach to Yerushalayim. Vayishal David b'Elohim lemor. David wants to engage them in battle, but wants to know to make sure that God's with him. So he turns to God through the Urim V'Tumim, as Rashi explains, and asks as follows, Ha'aleh al plishtim untatam b'yadi, if I go against the plishtim, will you give them in my hand? V'yomer lo Adonai aleh. God answers them through the Urim V'Tumim, go up, untatim b'yadecha, and I will give them to you. V'yelu b'Val Pratzim. David meets them in battle in an area called Val Pratzim, and the name is given because of the result of this battle. Vaykemsham David. David defeated the enemy there. Vayomer David, Paratz Elohim et oivai biyadi keferetz mayim. God was able to help me defeat my enemies like a peretz mayim, like a thrust of water. If you ever open up a fire hydrant, the water comes rushing out. Like that thrust of water coming out, that's how God helped me defeat my enemies. Alken kuru shema makom ahu Baal Pratzim. Therefore, the name of that place was called Baal Pratzim. What's interesting, as we saw before when they brought the Aron, the place where Uzzah was killed, it was called Peretz Uzzah. And now there's a name for the place where God gives him victory called Baal Pratzim. What we see here is that no matter what's happening, for good or for bad, David sees the hand of God behind all these events. Pasuk Yud-Bet, Ve'azvu Shem et Elohim, the Plishtim left their gods behind when they were running away in this battle. It seems they brought their gods with them for good luck charms. Ve'emer David, David gave a command, Ve'isafu Ba'esh, and they burnt all these idols in fire, like the mitzvah is to get rid of all idol worship. Instead, David has them burnt and thrown away. Pasuk Yud-Gimel begins the story of another battle in Emek Rephaim. Ve'yasif od Plishtim ve'yifshetu be'emek. The Plishtim tried another offensive into Emek Rephaim. Ve'yishal od David be'Elohim. David asked God again, should we go to war? Ve'emer lo Elohim, lo telech arim. This time, don't go up a battle against them. Instead, hasef me'alem, go around them. U'bat alehem imo ha'b'chaim. Do some type of an ambush or a circular maneuver at a place called B'chaim. What's interesting here, God not only tells David it's okay to fight, but he's giving him some military advice how to fight. When you hear the marching of their soldiers in the head of this place called B'chaim, then go on your offensive. God's going to lead the way in front of you to smite down the camp of the Plishtim. God's saying, here's the battle plan, and I'll be there to help you. David did as God commanded. And he defeated the camp of the Plishtim in battle. Migivon ad Gazra, from the city of Givon until Gezer. As we explained before, Givon is a strategic city on top of the mountain range. Gezer, the area of Latrun, is at the bottom of the mountain range. And the valley that connects Gezer to Givon is called Emek Ayalon, or nowadays Highway 443. If you're familiar with the highways in Israel today, when you're coming from Tel Aviv towards Jerusalem, before you get to Shar Hagai, we have a choice of taking the 443 highway through Modi'in, Beit Haron, and up the mountain range to north of Jerusalem, towards the city of Ramallah, nowadays the area of Givat Ze'ev and Pisgat Ze'ev, and then the approach to Jerusalem would be from the north, or you can continue straight in the winding road, which takes you through the castle to Jerusalem. Anyone who's been on both roads realizes that the 443 highway is a much more natural approach. It's very straight, where the other highway is almost like a roller coaster. David's ability to defeat the Plishtim in that strategic valley of Emek Ayalon that goes from Givon on the top of the mountain range down to Gezer at the bottom, that enabled David to secure the mountain range from the Plishtim, and from that time on, he can be pushing the Plishtim back towards the coast. There's a site today called Tel Gezer, very close to Latrun, where the ancient city of Gezer can be found. In the next generation, Shlomo HaMelech, David's son, is going to build a major fortress in the city of Gezer. Pasuk Yitzayin, Beitzei Shem David B'chol Harzot. After these battles, David became famous in all the lands. V'adonai Natanet Pachdo Al Kol HaGoyim. And God put his fear over all the nations around. The reason why Dibur HaYamim is going to include this battle in the list of events that records about David, it's because these battles secure Yerushalayim and enable it to develop as the big capital city. Number two, it'll be a sign from God that indeed God is with Am Yisrael at the time, and that enables David to continue his efforts to build up the city of Yerushalayim. And as we're going to see in our study of chapter 15, the next parak, David HaMelech sees these victories against the Plishtim as a sign from God that he's with them again, and now he's going to attempt once again to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim. Despite the tragedy that happened with Peretz Uzzah, now he's going to try again and bring it the proper way, as will be discussed in our next chapter 15.